Good day, everybody. Good day. It is Wednesday, September 20th, 2017. How are you? How's your week going? Hope everything's working out your way. Going beyond the grind, going beyond the hustle. Today, I want to continue talking about the short term. And in this case, short term failures and successes. United States Army Major General Charles C. Noble. He was an engineer. He worked on the Manhattan Project, developing the fuel for the atomic weapons back in the day during World War II, and he once said, "You must have long-term goals to keep you from being frustrated by the short-term failures." Good or bad, you need short-term goals. You need them. You can't live without them. Just like you need long-term goals, you need to know where you're going and how you're going to get there. See, General Noble's quote tells us that without long-term goals, what good are short-term success or failures? What good? Seriously. See, having failures now, having failures early on, having failures in the short term is the best thing that can happen to anyone on any mission, undergoing any endeavor, anybody that's on track to doing something that they want to do in the long term. And let me use this example. I love this example because it's one that happens just about to anybody who's ever bought a piece of equipment, electronic equipment. You go to that electronic equipment superstore, you know, the better one, well, at least they think they are. Anyway, see, I am an electronics junkie. I love electronics. I love gadgets. I love toying with them. I love trying to figure them out. I love using them. That's it. Laptops, tablets, cameras, cell phones, flash drives, you name it. I love it. I love it. But there's the one thing I don't like is it's when you purchase an electronics device from, say, one of those super mega marts, and they ask you, the person making a sale asks you if you would like to purchase an extended warranty. See, my usual response is no thank you. You know, as the item that you purchase will either do one of two things. And this comes from my background as being in the computer industry and in the computer network industry, in the IT industry. Is equipment will either fail one of two times. Either they'll fail at the moment you take it out of the box, or they'll fail at the end of life. And they'll go on until they're done. That's it. No more. They're failing. It's over. Time to get something new. And so I tell them, you know, that's usually what happens. So making or purchasing an extended warranty is going to be useless. It's a waste of money, and it's a waste of a warranty because, again, it gives them a bad name. Because usually at the device's end of life, the warranty provider will claim that the issue is no longer a fault in the equipment. It's just, that's it. It's done. It's dead. It's no more. It ceases to be. And, of course, they'll say, thank you for your money, but we can sell you a new device and a new extended warranty. See where I'm going with that? That's not a good thing. Now, if it fails within the 30 days or you just take it out of the box and it doesn't work, well, guess what? You get to take it back to the store. You have that 30-day money-back guarantee. It's still in effect, and then after a while, or after that, you still have 11 months of the manufacturer's one-year warranty. So do you see what's going on? You have 11 more months after the initial 30-day money-back guarantee. So 1 year after the initial purchase. And some devices, they tend to last 2, 3, 4, 5 years at outermost, and then that's pretty much it. If you can make them last that long and technology has not advanced beyond that piece of equipment, you're doing pretty good. So consider yourself lucky. But those are long-term results without the short-term failures. So again, that's okay. And usually when they end, at end of life, when it's over, well, you know what? That's a good thing and a bad thing because now you're committed to buying something new and usually it's better than what it was. It's the latest. It's the greatest piece of equipment. You're good to go. So what I'm trying to get at is know that short-term failures are the better ones because you know right off the bat, you've got it, you can address it, you can move on, you can adapt, you can change, you can, hey, buy a whole new piece of equipment. But don't let it get you down. Just know that that's built in, that's part of the deal. And you know what else is part of the deal? Making today better than yesterday.